Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants, brought to you by Cheesehead TV, with your hosts, Corey Banky and Aaron Negler. Today's show, September 3rd, 2008, wraps up the preseason and sets up the opening Monday night showdown with the Vikings. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Packer Transplants.
First and 10, Packers, 32 of Green Bay. Rodgers takes straight back to throw. He guns it over the right side, and he hits Jennings down the sidelines. Nobody will catch him. He trots into the end zone on blown coverage. Touchdown, Green Bay!
From our studios in Inwood, Manhattan, Cheesehead TV brings you two guys who like to think they know something about football!
Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants. I'm Aaron.
And this is Corey.
And today, we'll put the preseason in the rearview mirror, go over the final 53-man roster, predict how the Packers will fare in 2008, and of course, get ready for the Purple People Eaters. So let's get started.
And let's get started with the good, the bad, and the ugly. We got the good. We got Aaron Rodgers.
He throws him.
Greg Jennings.
He catches him.
Desmond Bishop.
He hits him.
And we got the bad. We got Matt Flynn.
Perhaps bad in points of the past, you know, Titan game, but overall good.
The offensive line.
Not good.
Brett Swain.
Cut.
And we got the ugly. We got Brian.
Brom. Oh.
Brom.
The pain of this kid. He comes out 2 years ago. He's the first overall pick. 2 years later, he's been beaten out by a seventh rounder that nobody thought would make the squad.
Consensus pick.
Consensus overall number one pick 2 years ago. Now, third string.
Yeah, you know what?
Running the scout team.
Welcome to the NFL.
Exactly.
1% of all rookie quarterbacks are any good.
Good.
Maybe it's
gracious.
More than 1%. Maybe it's 1. Like 3%.
5, I think. but because of Matt Flynn.
Yep.
Matt Flynn, congratulations.
Look, you got,
to Matt Flynn.
What is it all about? Wow. Make things happen out of nothing. Like, everybody got mad when I put him in the bad. I think I put him in.
Yeah, I can see why. The kid played well down the stretch.
Yeah.
And he played well. He made plays.
Exactly.
He put him in a position to win the game.
Yep.
And arguably, if the receiver had any talent whatsoever to catch and drag his foot there at the end for the 2-point
conversion,
they would have gone to overtime.
Yep.
So,
although I'm kind of glad it didn't.
It's a preseason game. You don't want to go into overtime. But I've been impressed with Flynn. As I wrote a couple different times, I think he's got it. That thing that you want at the quarterback position. The one thing I worry about, and I know Drew Brees has been making it happen in the NFL, so it can be done.
Height.
His stature there in the pocket
is
problematic. And the whole work in the middle of the field will always be a problem for young Mr. Flynn.
And where are there no defenders a lot in this offense?
In the middle of the field? Yeah, so... But I
especially when your offensive linemen are 6'9".
But I like the fact that he works all parts of the field. He works the defenders with his eyes. He's looking off safeties.
Yeah.
It's great. I love that. And he's not afraid to run and make a play. Great. But now he's got to sit. He's got to learn. He's got to watch. He's got to do all those boring things he's got to do when you're a backup.
He's got to go against the first team defense.
That which will only make him better if he's throwing against Charles Woodson and Al Harris.
Well, let's hear what he has to say about that.
Sitting back there, me and Brian are sitting with Coach Tom, and we're sitting there going over each check, each read, where he should be going with the ball, what check he should be making. So we're getting mental reps like that. And, you know, it's something that I've always done well, and I've always, you know, acquired a talent at doing is, you know, progressing as a quarterback when I'm not getting the reps. So, you know, I feel good about it. And but, you know, once we get in there as the look team and running against the number one defense, you know, it's a great opportunity for us to go out there and try to, you know, kind of work the defense around with your eyes and make good reads, because a lot of the plays they run are our plays too.
That's right.
A lot of the plays they run are our plays too. That's upsetting.
You gotta
share and play.
Matt Flynn's going to be spending a lot of time trying not to get the ball picked off by Charles Woodson or Al Harris.
God bless him. You know, because I couldn't do it.
He gets to act like Tarvarius Jackson this week.
No. Brian Brom gets to do that.
Oh.
Brian Brom's running the scout team. What he talks about is the look, look team. You know, it's like certain looks. Like, this is, we're going to try cover two against this look. Blah, 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 blah. But, you know, overall, the roster cuts, when they came down, I got to say, there was a lot of, like, brouhaha, well, one might say.
I would say lack of brouhaha. I was actually surprised positions. By a lot of the cuts.
You were surprised?
I mean, I was surprised we took seven linebackers. Because we had done that, but really, we didn't really take seven linebackers.
And we ended up cutting Abdul-Hajj. Yeah, so and that was something really that around the Packer blogosphere, I found a lot of consternation about, I guess you'd say. And I just don't understand it. It's like Bishop clearly outplayed him all preseason.
Mm-hmm.
Hajj doesn't play special teams. I mean, he does sparingly, like on the second and third string special mm-hmm. teams. And if you're on second and third string special teams, you know you're on the bubble.
Well, and I don't think if you're gonna make linebackers do more than they've ever done in the Packer defense, which, in my opinion, I don't see how they can't. Like, the linebackers in this defense have to step up, and they have to be doing a lot of different confusing camouflagey things.
Absolutely.
And Abdul-Hajj, I don't think has the
the
palate for that.
He
can only do one thing, and he's not on special. It's not
exactly. He was playing middle linebacker, and that's it.
Yeah.
Whereas everybody else, even Desmond Bishop
is a monster on special teams.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, monster on special teams. He's a monster from scrimmage. He made a tackle against Chris Johnson, the Titans' first-round pick. It was ridiculous. Johnson made 20 guys miss at the line of scrimmage or something. And I thought, oh gosh, here he goes. Touchdown. And all from out of nowhere, Desmond Bishop materialized.
Yeah, yeah.
And like,
he's got the engine.
That was it. He came from clear across the field, ran him down, and just hogtied him. And all of a sudden, and he was great. He did this Matador thing where he threw him to the ground and popped back up and said, "That's right. And that's what you want." That's
did
what
he
you
do
want
the Packer Shark after that?
I wish he would have. Oh, that'd been sweet.
See, where you and I disagree, and it's kind of major, is that I think we're a heartbeat away on the defensive line. I mean, take Ryan Pickett out, it's over for the defense. I'm sorry. There's not depth on the defensive line. There's a lot of guys who we don't know a lot about. Johnny Jolly, I know Coach talked about him in his interview.
Right.
There's guys on the offensive line. I mean, you and I might, I know Darren College is in his third year, and this may be the year he finally gets it together. I'm not a big fan. I'm sorry. I'm not a huge fan. I feel like we do not have a number one guard on our team, and it's been a huge problem, and it's been an Achilles heel for. You can say we got to the NFC Championship game, but we didn't get to the Super Bowl. And the Green Bay Packers, what are they about? We have more than anybody else in the freaking league.
Championships.
Thank you. And that's all that matters. Vince Lombardi said it himself. So
that's true.
You know, and Darren College, or not just Darren College, but the offensive line was a huge reason. The Giants won the Super Bowl because of their defensive line. Eli Manning was a huge reason, but their defensive line, they were
they controlled the Patriots.
Were different than any other team in the NFL. They had something no other team had. They had a way to come at you from every angle and get you.
But now what's interesting? Now what is interesting about that? And you bring up an excellent point with the defensive line and with the cuts. Looking at who they kept, and you're absolutely right about Pickett. If Pickett goes down or misses any extended period
of
time,
it's like a house of cards.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not over, but the run defense as we know it will completely have to change. And I do not trust Bob Sanders enough to make that happen. However, I think we as Packer fans and the Vikings and the NFL in general is in for a big surprise starting Monday night. There's a reason they kept three defensive tackles. They're not concerned about the defensive tackle position because you're going to see a lot of defensive ends on the field a lot of the time.
Yeah, well, look at defensive
just ends. Just like the Giants.
Okay. But then, Aaron Kampman's on an island. Okay?
Absolutely.
If KGB, if he doesn't come back from injury, there's another house of cards on the defensive ends.
There's
okay,
a problem.
Even if KGB's back, who's there? Okay. Finally, Colin Jenkins is going to show the promise that he's
that he made when he got the contract.
And you know,
extension.
I remember last season being in Lambeau, Carolina game, and seeing a highlight reel of all Colin Jenkins and being like, "Wow, Colin Jenkins, man, he's got a pretty big highlight reel."
Right.
You don't think about Colin Jenkins like that, and his brother is a monster
because,
on the Jets,
right? Because
man,
those
I wish
plays
we had his
those plays are few and far between. That's the problem
yep.
with Colin Jenkins. But I think a name that you're going to hear a lot of this year, and this goes right back to Ted Thompson's philosophy. Michael Montgomery is set to make the next step.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
No, he is.
I have heard that before.
We've heard it every year because every year you look for players to emerge.
Yeah.
This is the year where they're going to use him the way he needs to be used. I truly believe that. And I was saying that to someone.
Where did you see it in the preseason game? Because you're obviously taking it from some preseason game where you saw something he was doing.
The 49ers game. He had an excellent couple of series where he like moved inside and they blitzed him.
I mean,
they blitzed him. They stunted him off of Johnny Jolly. And actually, funnily enough, Johnny Jolly was the one who didn't make the play he was supposed to make. But Montgomery, I think, is poised to make it.
I mean,
he's
there's
poised
no,
to do it.
There's no doubt in my mind. Mm-hmm. Well, we have no choice but for our superstar on the defensive end or defensive line
Aaron
to come
Kampman.
From within.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, yeah.
That's it. It's not like who's there to trade for you. Look,
nobody's going to trade anybody at this point.
I'm not a genius by suggesting that the Giants, I mean, everybody in the NFL is trying to do what the Giants did because
right.
they took a team that doesn't have the tops in every position by any means.
Right.
You know, a lot of emerging people, their running backs are amazing. Their
yeah. no,
their
no,
offensive
well, look,
line did
we
a
could
really
poach
good job.
Their,
wow.
What, fifth
yeah.
running back,
Here.
And they still did yeah. wonderful, you know? It's like, yeah, that speaks to the talent they have at the running back position.
But
definitely.
It... They their defensive line. I mean that ability to
well,
stunt,
and
run gaps, just
absolutely
everything. Michael
and
Strahan,
get to the quarterback.
Uminyora. I mean, they just
yeah.
they got depth. They
but,
got
well,
depth.
They did have
they
depth.
They
this
did.
Year.
This
they
year
did.
They don't.
They don't.
But last year they had the depth that
right.
we couldn't pull that well out of last year.
Well, no, exactly. Well, and it speaks to exactly why they won. Especially against us, and the reason they won against the Patriots, and we probably wouldn't have. I'm sorry, Packer Nation.
No, we would have won.
We didn't have the
we
pass rush.
We would
have
won. He's lying.
You mean against the Patriots?
Won. Yes. We
oh,
would have
Lord.
Killed the Patriots. I hope freaking
wow.
Chowderheads are listening to this right now, because we
wow.
would have killed the Patriots, because our wide they could not have handled our wide receivers. They had no
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen.
Handling our wide receivers. I'm sorry.
Oh,
dude, you would have seen Teddy Bruschi with like his head in his hands all the time, not understanding
it.
Why the middle, why it was so porous.
I would love it. I'm
Don't
living
get that. Out of here. Don't talk to me with some Chowderhead crap.
Hey, I was in
this
Cape
ain't
Cod
no Chowderhead
for a week.
Podcast.
That's why I'm probably
you are not living in
suffering
Cape Cod,
from
okay?
delusion.
Stop talking about that.
But no, but I don't. I oh, hey, I would love to live in that world. I will for now. Yeah, we would have beat the Patriots. It would have been great. So moving on. Speaking of other roster cuts, the other thing that caught everybody's attention was the punter getting cut.
The punter.
John Ryan got cut and the whole world exploded.
Wow.
People,
well,
this is a shank machine. And you're getting upset?
He has those amazing plays, though. He's had two.
Yeah, the amazing
one
plays.
One in the preseason
they're
and one
runs.
In the regular season.
He's
yeah,
a great runner. That's not what you want from your punter.
It's true.
Hello?
It's true. I remember I said
that
to you, I said,
gracious.
Weren't we talking last season about how he wasn't that good in the cold and what
no.
was wrong.
Like exactly. But like he makes a couple runs and everyone's like, oh my God, I can't
well,
believe
Well, he's got
we
some
John
heart.
Ryan.
There's no doubt. Well, he takes away the whole notion that there's only the punter left, like Madden says, and
right,
you've
right,
got
to right.
get through
to
him.
Beat him.
It's like, if you got John Ryan, he's going
to
make that tackle.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of the time.
Mason Crosby makes that tackle as well.
That's true.
But John Ryan gets cut and the whole blogosphere goes nuts. I'm like, come on. And so Frost like came in and he'll be fine, and he can do the corner coffin punt, and great.
Maybe.
Wonderful. But why are people upset about a punter?
Well, it's a pretty important position.
Come on, people.
It is.
It's
hey,
a, yeah, the man kicks the ball.
Anything,
and you know what?
Anybody
Frost
that makes
is,
a 53, come on.
Exactly. And Frost can do it, and we'll be fine. Just settle down on your punter.
You check the blog every morning. You've been to the forum and posted several hundred times. Your RSS reader has Packerworld as its number one priority feed. And yet, for some reason, you feel all empty inside. Why? Because you need to share your love for Cheesehead TV! What better way than to wear one of our brand new Cheesehead TV buttons? Wear them on your Donald Driver jersey at the game, or pin them to the wall of your cube at work. Spread the joy that is Packer fandom with merchandise found only at the store at CheeseheadTV.com.
This week in the Packer Blogosphere.
Welcome to This Week in the Packer Blogosphere. I'd like to direct everyone's attention to Green Bay Booze and Broads.
Yeah,
good Bobby blog. O'Shea, loving you. There's a post he put up on August 25th about roster cuts. Freaking hilarious.
Let me tell you something that's not hilarious.
What's that?
Packer Geeks.
Packer Geeks.
I think, I don't know, something's happened to Packer Geeks. They're not that geeky anymore.
They're not.
They're not geeky enough for me.
Well, and you are a true geek.
It's true.
That is true.
I don't think they know what XML is. I don't think they know what I don't think they know how to call an API.
I highly doubt it.
I don't think.
You know what else they don't know how to do? Stay Packer Geeks.
Yeah, they don't
You're not NFL geeks. You're Packer Geeks. Why are you predicting the AFC East?
Yeah, it's not NFLgeeks.com.
It's Packer Geeks. Stay that
way. It is kind of weird when you see AFC East Roundup, and you're like,
I thought I was at Packer Geeks. I'm in the wrong place.
Well, it's really funny when they give you a list of 53 roster cuts, and it actually ends up being 57.
57, you know. Or,
I think it was 59, though, but I can't count. But then again, I don't call myself a Packer Geek.
You know, I would give a defense here, but I got nothing. You know, Steve, Andrew, you're on your own.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I think we need more of Steve and less of Andrew.
I think you're right.
Did I say that out loud?
You did. But hey, speaking of Andrew.
Andrew Brandt.
Totally different Andrew. Andrew Brandt. We would simply like to give a shout out to someone we know will never listen to this podcast. However, we would really, really like to thank Andrew Brandt for granting us an interview.
That's awesome.
It's up at CheeseheadDV.
It's one of
CheeseheadDV.com.
It's one of our first official somebody who actually matters
to the Packers ever
question and answer
and
session.
It was very gracious.
Yeah. He couldn't say much, but you kind of figure that.
You understand why. Well, but hey, he answered the questions, and he was very gracious doing it.
That's all
and
you want.
He was really lovely the whole time I dealt with him. So, Andrew, thank you very much.
Let's talk about what Packer fans think about this season coming up. How many games are we going to win?
You know what? I think that's what people are really interested in.
How many games are we going to win? We got a new poll on the website.
Check it, people. There's all sorts of options. Let us know. What do you think? What are we going to do this year? What are the Packers? How many games are they going to win?
16-0.
Easy there, Patriot boy.
Dude.
Last year I gave a head and a heart, and I'm going to do that again this year. Shocking. I know. My heart says 11 games. My head says 9.
Okay, let me do the same thing. I think I'm kind of there, except for my heart really does say 14-2.
Wow, really? What two games do we lose?
I don't know.
Okay.
Dallas and Indianapolis.
All right.
Why not?
Okay. No, those are our two toughest opponents.
Yeah, just kill everybody else.
Okay, cool. I'd love that.
Dude, 14-2. That's good stuff.
What's your head say?
I don't know. The problem is my head's really close to my heart, so I still say 10.
Okay, that's good. Hey, we're only one apart there. 10. 9 and 10. That works.
I just
worry, especially some of the road games like Jacksonville and Seattle. And
run defense.
Especially Jacksonville. That's a team that's going to whoop our butt. Yeah. I'm sorry. That's just a physical team.
It's a good team.
Down in Florida, in the heat, that's just going to like pound us into submission. However,
maybe
I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yeah, I'm getting ahead of myself.
A lot's going to happen before.
What about Minnesota here?
What about Minnesota?
Well, let's talk about the spread offense. You know that's what we run in Green Bay.
Yeah, apparently so. According to our friend Rob Domofsky over there at the Green Bay Press Gazette, the spread offense is the base offense for the Packers. Ooh, did Mike not like that?
Well, let's listen to that. That's worth a listen to.
So I would disagree that the identity of our offense was the spread passing game. I think it was a secondary contribution to our offense. Maybe it wasn't done here before. We did it at a high level because of the production of our receivers. But the starting point of our offense is a two-back, you know, zebra, three wides, tight end, one tight end, one back. And that's really what it's always been, and that's what the numbers reflect too. So are we going to spread them out still? Yeah, that to me, that's part of our offense. I would never classify the Green Bay Packers offense as a spread offense. That's not what we're looking for. It definitely has it has places in a game, has places obviously during the season that you feel that you can do those things. But the first thing that we talk about week in and week out is not the spread offense. You know, everything we do starts with two backs and then goes to one back.
Well, Mike may be correct technically, which of course he is.
Yes.
The funny thing is that the spread is exactly what he's going to do to win the game on Monday night.
That's true.
He's going to have to spread Minnesota out. He's going to have to pass to run. He's going to do exactly what he did against San Diego last year and against the Vikings.
And against Vikings,
at at Lambeau. It's going to be lots of receivers. Donald Lee split out wide. They're just going to have to dink and dunk down the field. They're not going to win a power game. The Williams brothers will destroy us on the offensive line.
Yeah, not to mention that our offensive line is a shell of its former self right now.
It's a total shambles. Tony Maul getting the start at right guard.
No, Scott Wells.
Join the sweepstakes there at the guard position.
Sweepstakes.
And on the other side, we've got...
I call the guard position the junior varsity position of the Green Bay Packers.
It apparently is. This so far, I disagree somewhat, but... Flipping the script a little bit. We got Colin Jenkins on the other side who needs to destroy Artis Hicks.
A backup
left tackle / guard who Colin Jenkins needs to embarrass
him. It's the Vikings Darren College.
He needs to embarrass him.
It's the Vikings
Darren
College.
He needs to destroy him. He needs to force them to send a back / tight end over to his side so that Aaron Kampman is freed up to kill Tavarius Jackson.
He needs to do what Alphonso Boone did against Darren College.
I don't care what he does. He needs to embarrass Artis Hicks. And as far as like Minnesota in general,
yeah,
I'm so ready to knock their stuff in the dirt.
Oh yeah,
I'm so done. I'm so done with all the talking. I'm so done with Darren Sharper, with Williams, with Jared Allen. Shut up. All right.
They got nothing play the better game. To do.
Like, apparently not.
No.
Like, you play the game on paper, we'll play it on the
it's
field.
It's like Lovey,
right?
You know, he's like, I was hired to do one thing, and that's beat the Green Bay Packers. Well, you know what? All that does is elevate us.
Yeah, but to his credit, that's what he's done since he joined the Bears.
Why did you have to remind me of that?
I'm sorry.
That's really mean.
But, you know, Mike McCarthy was asked about the Vikings and all their talk, talk, talk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mike was, he had something to say about it.
I think I'd be classified as a loaded question. Yeah, you have to call Brad on that one. It's I don't spend a lot of time on it to answer your question. We talk about the media topics that Jeff presents to me the beginning of the week, and I inform our players of that. But I've never seen anything to gain from that. So that's really the only message that I've ever given our players. So I think it. To answer your question, it speaks volumes about the way they go about their business.
Well, that's it for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed the latest installment of Packer Transplants. Please tell your fellow Packer fans about us and visit us at cheeseheadtv.com.